remember the love inside. So I knew I was good to go. I mean, I pulled cards, I prayed and all that. But how do I explain it? It was like there was a little part of myself that was like a little mental. So what about this? What about that? So when I open up for the transmission, like it's nowhere to be found. It's nowhere to be seen. So it's really important. I feel like that was part of what they're sharing today, is it's really important to have a heart. So what they mean by that is simply to remember that we're awakening the heart, that the answer key is always going to be in the heart, that all the many dimensions exist in the heart, that our sacred heart, our I Am presence, like it's all waiting to like burst open. It's all waiting to just sort of like bust out of its container, like bust out of its like shrink wrap. They're laughing. So the idea is to really remember the truth of self. In other words, we're not just the intellect, we're not just the mind, you know, thought, that we are love incarnate. And so the more that we can spill the beans, meaning that we can, the more that we can relax and enjoy the sunshine, meaning the more that we can relax and allow that heavenly glow, allow that heavenly stream of light, we are due to see. So we want to remember we're seeing with our spiritual sight. We're seeing with the perspective of the higher heart. And we're bringing that vision through. So all of the frustration we could have towards ourselves, towards others, it's sort of like all that, how would I say this? It's not that it's being blown up. It's just sort of going by the wayside. It's almost like there's a spiritual fountain. I'll just say it that way. So when the spiritual fountain rises and brings forth God's glory, meaning the truth of us, our God self, then this is the extraordinary witness inside. So in other words, all of our finite plans, all of the, how would I say, like we're projecting out with our linear mind, trying to figure out the best solution, trying to figure out what we can, whether it's like on a personal level, or even like how to help the world situation. It's really remembering that it all comes down to a change of heart, because we're going to be solving everything from a new understanding of self, from a new enjoyment of our lightheartedness, of a new enjoyment of who we truly are inside. And so the more that we can allow that tangible evidence to be offered, to come forth, to be witnessed. So in other words, it's like paying attention, allowing, staying true, inviting, preparing. And so it's sort of like preparing the vessel. It's almost like preparing the spiritual fountain, because this energy is for us to enjoy. So we want to remember there are no blessings they get passed on to the collective that don't pass through us. So this isn't about being a martyr, and this isn't about doing without in order to help another. It's so important. So many of us have sacrificed and been impoverished and been the martyr and suffered. And so they're very like adamant, they're very strong that this is not the time to do that, that we're taking back our own heavenly blessings. We're taking back our own heavenly glow. We're playing our own kind of music. When I just said our own kind of music, I somehow suddenly became Hathor. So remember, it's fifth dimensional music. It's cosmic music. And we're ready to go. We're ready to go, meaning we're ready to open up at large. We're ready to assume our natural stance. We're ready to assume our natural gifting. We want to really be in charge of that. We don't want to wait for, you know, the world to understand, for anyone else to understand. We want to remember love is the way, and that we are the masters. So the inner master, the inner guru, is already televising, is already communicating with each of us. And so the more that we can stay aware, oh my gosh, the energy's coming through. The more that we can stay aware, the more that we can stay relaxed. Relaxed is what I was not doing when we first started. So relaxed is we're dropping the mind. It's like it still may have thoughts, but they're really not holding our very attention. In other words, it's not nearly as significant or important or interesting than our own internal sunshine. So we want to remember we're here bringing the light. You know, when they would talk about we're the light workers, we're the lighthouse. Well, this is our time to play. This is our time to enjoy the truth of self. And so we're restoring ourselves to good health. Good health is like your light quotient. We're restoring ourselves to good working order at last. And so allow that illumination to grow. When I just said that, everything just became very, very, very white. Like, I know there's a group there somewhere and there are beings there somewhere, but I'm not seeing any more physicality. So this is the truth. This is who we actually are. And so we're opening up and enjoying our true witness at last. So the more that we will stake our claim. Staking our claim is recognizing the truth of our soul, recognizing the power within, and really remembering that we're here to demonstrate it all. So when they said we're here to demonstrate it all, there was a, oh my gosh, they do that in empowerments. It's like a snapping of a finger or a ringing of a bell. And there was an offering. I'm just going to say it that way. There was an offering. When I say that, there's this extraordinary spiritual dragon that is, how would I say that? Like almost providing support, energetic protection. But what I really get from that dragon is the power of the energies that are supporting us and that really are us is so substantial, is so heavy weighted. In other words, it'll do the job. It'll get the job done as we will take on the assignment. So taking on the assignment is we're not waiting for it like through osmosis just to take us over, that we have to choose it. We have to self-select. So in each moment, they're saying like remember our new lifestyle, remember the sunshine. Just the way when I began the transmission, I had a little, some thoughts going on. So there was like a little bit of chatter and there was no one at home. So it's sort of like there's no transmission to be found because I have to dislodge that. I have to relax the mind and then allow the heart to proceed, the heart to pay witness, the heart to truly understand. So receive your light in your true rebirth. I'm just going to say rebirth. And when I'm saying that, the energies that everyone is enjoying is so, what would be the word of that? Substantial. So we have other lifetimes. They're saying other indicators. I'm just going to call it lifetimes, where we were already complete, meaning we were in our fifth dimensional awareness, or we were the alchemist. So when I'm looking at us, those lifetimes, those energies are interfacing with us at last. So we don't have to worry like, where is it? Is it coming? How do I get it? It's already upon us. Like it's literally here waiting for us to understand. So we are the ones that agree to the sunshine. We're the ones that are going to pass by the thought stream, the old way of looking at things, the old fear, and we're simply opening up to our heart's content. We're opening up to our true remedy. We're opening up to our true self at last. So anything where you can keep remembering to receive, you can keep remembering to agree. It's sort of like, who's with me? Like me. Like anything where you're agreeing. And it's funny because there really is no me. There's no individual I. But in terms of our choice selection, in terms of our heavenly agreement, in terms of our heavenly consent. It can't happen without us, in other words. We have to participate. We have to agree. We have to say yes. So they're basically like, bring the charm on. So in other words, keep saying yes to the light, morning, noon, and night. And so every time you get scared, you go in fear, whatever, it's like prioritize the light. Go back to the heart. Anything where you remember to use your spiritual muscle, even if it's weak, even if it's after 3 hours of crying, it doesn't matter. Because the second you say yes, you've done the good deed. So in other words, it's like you don't lose points when you're kind of all over the place vibrationally, but when you come up higher and you're ready to assist your higher self, your highest promotion, it's like sunshine, rainbows, you know, party. like there's just so much joy because there's so much help, there's so much support. But we're the masters inside. What they mean by that is we're on this side of the veil. And as extraordinary as masters are that did not take an incarnation or are on the other side of the veil, they can't do it without us. So when we decide to agree, it's like, oh my gosh, like tremendous joy, tremendous significant admiration. And so they really want us, just to close this out, to have that same admiration for ourselves. What they're saying is like we've been so programmed and trained to judge. And so we use that judgment against ourselves rather than supporting ourselves strongly. And again, it's sort of like you didn't, but the one time you did, to celebrate, you know, just the way you would do it if you were raising a small child. It's like, yeah, you did it. And so the more that we can take our power back in that regard. Another way of remembering this is simply remembering love heals. Love is the master healer. So if you're confused, should I chastise myself or should I love and be kind with myself? So some of us need a little bit of practice where we think if we beat ourselves up to the finish line, we're doing good, but we're not, in the sense that all that judgment energy needs to be washed away, needs to be neutralized. So the more that we can come into better understanding now in terms of the process inside, we're going to be way ahead of the game. So they're really supporting us in just sort of clearing out some of these old habits, because for many of us, we're very unconscious about it. It's just what we've been doing. It's the way we were raised or whatever it is. And we don't even consider another way, another lifestyle. So there's going to be a gentle approach, meaning that our guides are kind of showing, you know, it's sort of like, why not congratulate yourself? Why not forgive yourself? Why not be patient with yourself? Another way of saying it is gentle is the way. Gentle is the way. When they said that to me, it was almost like I had never even considered that as an option. I'm like, gentle is the way? I never even thought about that. And it really, really helped. So receive, receive, receive.